Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you will enjoy this teaching entitled, The Power of Simple Prayer.
Well, I tell you, I sure love to preach God's Word, and I have no idea how many of these meetings I've done in my life, but I don't get tired of them because I know that the Word of God changes people's lives. Amen? Now, I don't know how excited you are or aren't about prayer, or how excited you may or may not feel when I told you that I was going to do some teaching on prayer, but I tell you, you ought to get excited about prayer because it's one of the greatest privileges that you have. I don't think people pray as much as they ought to simply because they don't understand the power of prayer, and then I think some people pray more than they think they do because they have a wrong view of what prayer is. I actually have a book coming out in the spring called The Power of Simple Prayer. And I really want people to understand that prayer doesn't have to be a labor or something that we work at. It needs to be like breathing. Prayer needs to be just so much a part of your life that you couldn't even begin to tell anybody how much you pray in a day. Somebody says to you, how long do you pray? You ought to be able to say, I have no idea, man. I just pray about everything, pray about anything. Everything that comes up, I pray. I'm in fellowship with God all day. Now, I believe that we should take set-apart times for prayer. I don't think it's wrong to, you know, set aside a certain amount of time that you spend with God every day and be really committed to that and disciplined to it. Matter of fact, I think it's great. But I don't think that just putting in that certain amount of time in the morning and then walking away and forgetting about God the rest of the day is His best for us. Just like it's not right to go to church on Sunday and then not think about God until the next Sunday. You know, God wants us to live the Christian life. It's not some kind of an act we put on when we're around certain people or in certain places. It's a lifestyle. Do you know that being a Christian is, first of all, a decision you make to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? But then Christianity, I believe, is worked out and walked out in a lifestyle. You have to literally learn how to live a whole different way if you're going to be a Bible kind of Christian. And one of the things you have to learn is that when you have problems, you can't solve them. Did anybody hear me? I said, when you have problems, you can't solve them. Now, there's a lot that we can say about prayer, but one of the things I want to start with is that prayer does not have to be eloquent. Prayer does not have to be long. Matter of fact, the Bible actually says that we are to be careful about just repeating the same phrases over and over and over just to add length to our prayer. A prayer doesn't get better because it's longer. A prayer doesn't get better because it's louder. A prayer is not necessarily better because you're on your knees or have your hands folded, or all these other things that we think. Now, bowing down in prayer is great. It's a sign of worship. Folding your hands is great. It might keep you from doing something else with them because we have a tendency to get involved in all kinds of stuff. Bowing your head is good, I think, because it, you know, may keep you from seeing other things or focusing on other things. But I'm just trying to make a point that prayer is not all those outward manifestations and postures, and it's not the length and the loudness of the voice, but prayer is about sincerity of heart. The Bible teaches us that a fervent prayer is what God pays attention to. But fervent is not necessarily just loud or long. It's one that's passionate. It's one that's prayed with your whole heart. It's putting your heart into what you're doing. Matter of fact, I went through a period of time with God where He challenged me to ask Him for what I wanted and needed in as few words as possible. And it was really challenging because it's like we have a difficult time, for example, if we do something wrong, just saying, now God, I know that was wrong, I admit it, and I ask You to forgive me. Thank You, Lord. Amen. No, we have a hard time with that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?